and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat Podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is, the title today is Biden and the Woke Hornet's Nest. There really is one. And he's in danger of getting into it. In the 2020 Democratic primaries, go back to the 2020 Democratic primaries. Remember, there was a lot of discussion about something that a lot of commentators called the, quote, centrist lane. Okay, so that referred to the small number of Democratic candidates who were thought to be a little bit less to the left, a little less progressive than people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who were very progressive and very to the left. So Joe Biden was in the center of the centrist lane. He's a former vice president, widely viewed as the most moderate, serious candidate for the Democratic nomination. And you remember, did not do well in Iowa, did not do well in New Hampshire, and his fortunes rose after the party primary, the Democratic Party primary in South Carolina, which is the most centrist of the Democrats' early voting states. So he goes on, he just runs the table on Super Tuesday. I mean, it happened really fast. With you know, South Carolina was on a Saturday, Super Tuesday's on Tuesday, and then boom, he's pretty much won it. Goes on to win the nomination and the presidency. So centrism, moderation, victorious. Now, Republicans were not completely convinced about this whole centrist Joe Biden thing. The worry was not that he was an extremist, or that he was living a lie and was a Bernie Sanders inside. The worry was not that he was an extremist. He wasn't. The worry was if he became president, Biden would empower extremists, there really are out there, who would take over federal agencies. And Republicans had nightmares about a Biden administration. Look, think about this. What if Joe Biden became president, what if millions of illegal immigrants poured over the U.S.-Mexico border and they were aided by Biden appointees who saw their job as more to accommodate the illegal border crossers than to turn them back? I mean, what if that happened? Hard to imagine, but it might. What if members of the administration's healthcare bureaucracy took radical positions on transgender surgery and hormone treatments? And they did that, and they put it under this Orwellian name of gender-affirming care. You can imagine that. And what if Democrats, with Joe Biden's help, were able to push through much of the so-called Green New Deal, push it through Congress with a tie vote in the Senate, which was broken by Vice President Kamala Harris? I mean, if Joe Biden's, you know, maybe he's a centrist at heart, but if he empowers these extremists, puts them in his administration, works with the ones who are in Congress, I mean, imagine the things that could happen. What if, in other words, the Biden administration proved much more extremist than the Joe Biden of the 2020 campaign? If that were to happen, what about the centrist lane? What's with the centrist lane? Okay, now, obviously, Joe Biden's been president 2 years. The very existence of a centrist lane in Democratic politics and of Joe Biden's place in it, if it does indeed exist, that all of that is coming to a test. Actually, there are three tests. And the first was the subject of a podcast I did last week. And it was about the House blocking a new law by the District of Columbia City Council that reduced penalties for carjacking. I mean, amazingly enough, many gun crimes, I mean, all sorts of gun crimes, it reduced the penalties for them amid high crime rates in the District of Columbia, as in many other cities around the country. Now, in that context, this move was seen by a lot of people, and not just Republicans, as reckless and dangerous. Yet the district city council just insisted on going forward, even after the mayor, and they're all Democrats here. This is a fight among and between Democrats. Even after the mayor vetoed, that the city council insisted on going forward. So after that, after the council overturns the mayor's veto, the Republican-controlled House steps in and blocks this law, which they had the authority to do in the Constitution of the United States, as codified in the D.C. Home Rule Act. Now, if the Senate goes along with what the House did, okay, and it appears at the moment that it will go along, this bill blocking the new D.C. law is going to go to President Biden for his signature. Now, if that happens, he's going to face a choice. He can either veto the bill, which would mean that he would side with the Democrats who support D.C.'s home rule and extreme new law and lower penalties for carjackers. He can do that. Or he can let Congress's decision stand, which would mean he would be siding with those centrist Democrats and, sorry to say for his party, Republicans. Okay. Now, a lot of Democrats assumed that Biden was going to stick with the progressive team. They thought he would veto the bill, even though that would put him on the side of lower sentences for carjackers and gangbangers. Now, how do we know that Democrats assume that? Because they exploded in rage when he did the opposite. Biden announced on Thursday that he will not veto the bill, that he will let it stand if the Senate passes it. So I'm going to read from his tweet here. I support D.C. statehood and home rule, but I don't support some of the changes D.C. Council put forward over the mayor's objections, such as lowering penalties for carjackings. If the Senate votes to overturn what the D.C. Council did, I will sign it. Okay, so that's a big deal. Biden, maybe that's centrist Biden there. Who knows? Well, Democratic anger just overflowed. One House Democrat quoted in The Hill, the White House effed this up royally. The Democrat noted that the White House had actually issued a statement of policy opposing the resolution that would overturn the D.C. law and backing up the District of Columbia City Council. The House Democratic leadership was so sure that Biden was going to veto the bill that they told their members that he would. And then Biden turned around and said he will not give Democrats the veto that he wanted. So maybe that's centrist Joe Biden right there. Now, soon we'll know a little more because Biden is going to have another test of his place in the centrist lane. This week, the Senate voted. It was a 50-46 vote, more than a couple of Democrats involved. Voted 50-46 to overturn a new Labor Department rule, which would allow retirement fund managers to consider issues like climate change and social factors. Now, it was sometimes referred to as ESG, or environmental, social, and corporate governance considerations, when investing money for big pension funds. Now, these are huge amounts of money, and this is a big deal. So Republicans refer to this rule just made by the Labor Department, power of the executive branch. They referred to the rule as woke. And two Democratic senators, there was Joe Manchin of West Virginia, John Tester of Montana, they voted with Republicans to overturn this Labor Department rule. So in the Washington Post, they quoted Joe Manchin saying that this Labor Department rule would, quote, was an example of how our administration prioritizes a liberal policy agenda over protecting and growing the retirement accounts of 150 million Americans. And Manchin said the White House was involved in the, quote, politicization of Americans' 401ks, which is actually true. Now, since the House had earlier voted to knock down this rule, the Senate votes down knock down this rule, it's going to go to Biden's desk. So here's test number two for centrist Joe Biden. The White House says, however, he's not going to pass the centrist test here. He is going to veto the bill, they say. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokeswoman, said the bill would, quote, jeopardize the retirement and life savings for police officers, firefighters, teachers, and tens of millions of retirees all across the country. This is unacceptable to the president, and that is why he will veto this bill if it does come to his desk. Okay, so Biden says gonna veto it. Now, this rhetoric was completely unfounded. It is not going to jeopardize the life savings of police officers and others. But Biden had already angered the progressive left with that D.C. crime decision. Okay, so he did the centrist Joe Biden thing for the D.C. crime decision. He's not going to do it. not going to do it now for woke investing. So he'll apparently veto this measure that's been passed by the House and Senate. Now, the interesting thing is there is yet a third test coming up for Joe Biden. Is he really centrist Joe Biden? Is he woke Joe Biden? What's going on? There's a third test coming, and we're going to talk about that next.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Is the federal government using inflation to enforce their green agenda? If your energy price goes up, they'll try to sell you an electric vehicle. But if the price of your groceries go up, the Fed can do absolutely nothing. How do you get relief in your wallet while the federal government turns us into Europe? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about a third test for centrist Joe Biden or woke Joe Biden. First I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. It would be great. I would appreciate it. It's free. You would be happy. You would be happy if you do that. So think about it. So this third test looming for Joe Biden. Now, it's similar to the crime issue. It actually comes from the Washington, D.C. City Council, which has been they've been kind of busy bees lately. Now, in addition to that decision we talked about, that bill of reducing sentences for carjacking and gun crimes, the council also voted, because they are committed progressives, they voted to allow non-citizens to vote in local D.C. elections. So the House has voted to disapprove of that measure too. Now, remember, the House voted to disapprove of the crime bill. And at the time, 31 Democrats in the House went along with Republicans in disapproving of this crime bill. Now, in this case, the D.C. law allowing non-citizens to vote. In this case, Republicans voted against this too, and 42 House Democrats joined Republicans who were unanimous in opposing the council's action. So now that's pretty interesting. If that measure makes it through the Senate, still got to go through the Senate, it too will go to Joe Biden's desk. And so what will the president, Mr. Centrist, what will he do? I mean, he's already under fire for the mess he has created on the U.S.-Mexico border. And will he now stand up for non-citizen voting? Well, we'll see. Okay, so you have these three issues, these three tests for Joe Biden. And not clear how he's going to turn out. So none of these issues, the D.C. crime bill or the woke investment bill or the non-citizen voting bill, none of these issues would have come to Biden's desk had Republicans not won the House last November. Now there is one House of Congress, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, that can challenge the excesses of Democratic governance, Democrat with a large D. That is what checks and balances are all about. That's what checks and balances are all about. There is one House of Congress, Republicans in the House, who can challenge the excesses of the administration and of the Senate controlled by Democrats. This is what checks and balances are about. And President Biden, who ran for the White House portraying himself as a centrist, will be forced to choose. He'll have to show where he stands on these things, because there is now, as the voters wanted, divided government. So that's our lesson. It's Biden and the woke hornet's nest. Not sure where he's going to come out in the end, but really glad you could take a minute to join us. Always appreciate it when you can listen in. And hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.